mentioned last week about when I feel like I take other people's junk on, and you
said okay, good.
That's not true, that it's my junk and they stir it up.
You're vibrating with it.
Yeah.
You're entraining to it. Entrainment is a law of nature. Let me see if I can give you an example. Like if you hear crickets going, eventually you're going to hear more crickets going. If you put two grandfather clocks against the same wall that end up swinging in time, put a bunch of girls together in a dorm or in a house, they're going to all menstruate at the same time. Entrainment, vibration. It's also if you study manifestation or the law of attraction, all your desires, if you're desiring good things, cannot come to you if you're vibrating in a place of fear, scarcity, anger, pain. It just doesn't match. Like, it comes as close as it can, it has to bounce off. So the best example I've ever been able to share is if you're feeling, you know, when you're all happy and you're feeling good, and it's like you've got balloons, you feel great, you're like, good. And then a friend calls and they're having a terrible time, and so you talk to them on the phone, well, what happens? They start feeling better, but what happens to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay, they're entraining up because your vibration is very high, but if you're not doing things specifically to keep your vibration high, well, then you're going to come down a little. So you're going to get about here. I can't keep my vibration so high that many people feel good being near me, but it doesn't pull me down. So on the emotional base of the vibrational scale, if you have not yet released or healed certain memories and emotions stored within you, of course you're going to pick it up. I can remember when I was a very angry person, if I saw somebody angry on TV, I could feel anger.
Wow.
If I saw somebody, you know, out in public making a scene, I could get mad for somebody, for whoever they were yelling at or for the person yelling, because that was so part of me. But now that just really doesn't happen anymore. You know, I don't wear makeup. Well, that's because when I first started doing this work, I'd feel everybody's everything, and I'd just be bawling everywhere. But eventually, as I've healed more and more of that, I still feel great compassion, but I no longer vibrate with that level of pain. And so you can't really feel somebody else's something if it doesn't already exist in you. You know, because if you put somebody who has something that you don't resonate with, even if you had compassion for them, you wouldn't be able to feel it. A racist, no matter what story they gave me, no matter how passionately they believed, I just really wouldn't resonate with that. That wouldn't work for me. I don't have that at all. So that just wouldn't work. You know, and you'll find that you pick up probably the same kinds of emotions over and over. You know, we pretty much have patterns. So again, if you keep tapping and work on it, you will protect yourself. But since we've got a couple of minutes, I'll show you. Until you get to that place where you clear a lot. And, you know, think of, I always use the example of Mother Teresa. Look at the work she did, the suffering she saw. If she would have been tuned into that vibrationally, she couldn't have done anything. It would have destroyed her. But she reached a place of serenity and peace within her so that she could still help these people and not vibrate at that level of suffering. So that's where you want to go. And eventually you reach, you know, you want to be the type of person that the joy is so high, people feel better around you. But you can't do it until you start clearing some of it. But one way to help till you get there is, a real simple one is called the zip-up. And you take your palm right where your torso starts, and you just come up to the chin. And you just intend that you're zipping up, and you just stop at the chin, your energy system. And that can make a big difference. And, you know, for 2 years I mantraed, it's not my job, it's not my job, it's not my job. Because most of us are called to healing work or are very compassionate. We want to fix everybody. And that's all I would say, not my job, it's not my job, it's not my job. And the funny thing is, when I finally let go of it needing to fix people, now I help people all the time. But I don't have an attachment to that. The other thing, if you guys don't mind, I'll show you. This one's a little bit longer, and I'll try to remember the Xerox word. This is one from Donna Eden. You rub your hands. This really helped me. It's the Celtic weave. I don't know if you can do it sitting, but I'll let you see it. In the beginning, when I used to feel all the physical stuff, like it was not fun to go to the grocery store. I try to get on aisles with, like, no people. The worst case that ever happened to me was walking through the mall. Some of you probably heard this. And my son was with me. We had just been to a shop that he wanted to go to, and was walking through the mall, and all of a sudden, I like couldn't stand or see. I was like, oh my God, I got a headache. And he grabs me, and he's like, Mom, is it yours? And I look at him, oh, no, it's gone now. And I was like, oh, that's not good. And he walked by me with a really bad headache. And I found this technique in Donna Eden's book, and I did it every single day before I'd leave the house, like many times. And then now I don't even need it, but for a long time I did. So you rub, and you hold your hands next to your ears. This will also help you get more sensitive to feeling energy. And then let me see if I can show you this. I'll do it from the front and the side. You swing your arms in front, and they're going to go up, and then you're going to go lower, and you're going to swing in front again, and you're going to go lower, sweep up. And now the third time, you scoop behind you, and you're bringing the energy up and over. This is called the Celtic wheel. So here's what it's like from the side. So you have this, and then you swing, and you're coming lower, and you swing, it's movement in there. And the last one, you go up and over. Okay, it'd be a little hard with the chairs and everything. But if you ever need a refresher, ask me before, after, and I'll do it with you again. That's Donna Eden's Celtic wheel.
Thank you.
And that just did miracles for me. I used to do it all the time before I leave the house.
So now you do the zip up before you leave the house too, or before you work with somebody? Or
I don't anymore. I don't need it anymore. But it did really make my life a lot easier.
Did you do that and the zip up? Was it a combo platter?
Well, I found that.
Was it a zip up and go? And the zip up?
The Celtic weave, I just thought, was pulled out the big guns. So I did that a lot.
So you started with the zip up, and then
I wasn't getting quite enough results.
Yeah,
but if I'm out and I feel a little less, you know, not myself, and I feel like maybe I'm distracted, I mean, sometimes I'll get those pain bodies too. Then I might, you know, it's a lot easier to visualize a zip up somewhere than it is the whole, you know, woohoo!
Like if you're in the supermarket versus the Celtic weave would not be a good idea there. But the zip up would be,
And if you're in the bathroom or something, you can zip. You can't really Celtic weave just anywhere.
Thank you.
So that will really help. But again, once you clear those emotions from yourself, you'll still have compassion for them. You just won't resonate with it.
That's really empowering. When you told me that last week, I was like, wow, that says I can do something. I thought I was just a victim of that. But now it's like, no, I hear what you're saying. It's just going to take a little while to work with the concept, but thank you.
Yeah.
I love the zip up.
And even though I don't cry all the time anymore, I still have to make that.